We've capped about 350 bores, and we've also put secure good quality water supply across about 4 million hectares, which is a huge area. So it's provided, you know, security in times of drought to a lot of people. It allows graziers to utilise their country much better, keep pastures healthier and more even distribution of grazing, and they can turn water supplies on and off. So if they want to rest country, they can.
And that includes not just resting them from livestock, but also resting them from native animals.
Yeah, that's true.
What sort of impact are you seeing in the artesian water from all this capping and piping activity?
Okay, the purpose of the capping and piping is to restore pressure in the Great Artesian Basin, which has fallen away dramatically over the 100 years or so that we've been putting bores down and tapping it. What we're seeing in the last 5 to 10 years is in some areas where there's been a lot of capping and piping, we're seeing the pressure turn around, so we're seeing it increase. So the pressure in some bores has risen dramatically, and other bores it's sort of steadied, and that's been really encouraging. There's been a lot of bores that over the past, you know, 40, 50 years have stopped flowing altogether, and we're seeing some of them starting to flow again, so that's really encouraging. It's a bit of a pain for those people because they now have water flowing out of the ground they didn't have before, but it's a good problem to have.
So, in fact, it's creating more need for the scheme to continue because as those previously disused bores start to flow, then, of course, they are going to need to be capped.
Yeah, what we have is a lot of bores that are up to 100 years old, and as the pressure increases, what that's exposing is the condition of some of those bores, which is not good. You know, you can imagine a steel casing that's 100 years old in bore water. It's a lot of them are corroded. A lot of them weren't built to the standards that they are now. What we need to do is progressively work around and rehabilitate all of the bores, and that's what's going to maintain the Great Artesian Basin in a healthy state.
Now, of course, the good news is that some more funds have been made available. What sort of money are we talking about, and who's that money available to?
In September last year, the Commonwealth made available about $16 million across the Great Artesian Basin to be shared between New South Wales, Queensland, South Australia, and a little bit of the Northern Territory. We've established an agreement with the Commonwealth, and we've put forward a list of proposed projects, and we're just waiting on that process to go through and for the Commonwealth to approve that. It's matching funding. So the New South Wales government has put forward $2 million a year for the next 3 years, and the Commonwealth will approve projects to match that. So we could see up to $12 million spent capping and piping bores over the next 3 years to June 17.
What sort of bang do you get for your buck out of these funds? How many bores is that going to deal with?
In the first year, we've put up 22 projects, which will cap a little bit more than that, probably almost 30 bores. At the moment, there's about 220 flowing bores still across New South Wales, so that will make a significant impact on that. In the last year of the funding, we will probably cap about the same number, so around about another 20 to 30 bores.
How much do we know and understand about the Great Artesian Basin now compared to 100 years ago?
In the last few years, there's been a lot of study done on recharge and discharge from the basin. So we have a much better understanding of the basin. And I think it's one of those cases where the more we learn, the more we know that we don't know. So what we've discovered in the last, you know, few years through lots of research right across the basin is that it's a very complex system. There's lots of interconnecting layers, there's lots of faults. The recharge varies from place to place, and the discharge varies from place to place too. It's a complex system to manage.